This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The new leaders of Iraq face a familiar problem. Iraq's insurgents continue their attacks against the U.S., its allies, and the Iraqi government. Just today, at least two bombs exploded in Baghdad, killing at least one person. Yesterday, car bombs killed 18 people around Baghdad. This morning, we're going to look at shifting tactics in the war in Iraq, and we'll start with Robert Wirth. He's a reporter for the New York Times, and he's in Baghdad. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Wirth, what patterns, if any, do you see in the recent attacks there?
Well, it's been relatively quiet over the past 2 months. In the past 2 days, we had this string of attacks. It wasn't so much the death toll, it's just the range of attacks that made it emphatically clear that the insurgency is not out of gas, as some people had started to suspect.
Just before these latest attacks, there were news reports in which U.S. officials were quoted saying that some insurgent leaders were coming forward wanting to negotiate, rejoin the political process. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yeah, we have. We've certainly spoken to people who claim to be spokesmen for some branch of the insurgency. Remember, it's hardly unified. There are all kinds of insurgent groups out there who have tried to make contact and, in fact, have sometimes spoken to Americans. What the Americans have generally said is, look, we don't run this country. Talk to the Iraqi government. It's not clear what kind of negotiations the Iraqis, if any, have had with these people. I think they, generally speaking, feel themselves to be in a position of strength right now and are not too interested in negotiation. But if that's true, the insurgents are certainly trying to make a show of strength just lately.
Could there be a connection, then, between efforts to negotiate and increased violence?
Yeah, there certainly could be, and there's some indications that may be true. However, the people we've spoken to generally are from Ba'athist elements of the resistance, and it looks like some of the worst attacks lately have been by jihadist groups, like the Zarqawi group, which certainly claimed credit for the major attack yesterday in Baghdad, and also a group called Ansar al-Sunnah, which claimed the Kirkuk attack that killed four police officers yesterday. It's hard to be 100% certain of these things, but U.S. military officials say that there's a pretty clear signature sometimes that the Zarqawi group's operations, almost always suicide car bomb attacks, backed up by additional, armed assaults that go with those. So it looks like the jihadists are the ones that are striking hardest now.
And these are people who have no particular motivation to negotiate.
Exactly. These people do not negotiate. One of the interesting elements here was that the American hostage appeared on Al Jazeera the other day and said that the U.S. government should open a dialogue with the resistance. That's not the kind of thing that jihadist groups tend to say, that they're not big on dialogue. So we're clearly dealing with a variety of different groups here that have different approaches and different demands.
And we're going to hear more about that hostage in a moment. We're speaking with Robert Wirth. He's a reporter for the New York Times in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.